So Jesus is getting on the Pharisees again about being concerned with outside observances and not concerned with the cleanliness of their soul. And what was the prescription that Jesus gave to cleanse our insides? Did you get that? Give alms. Give. To give. To pray, to fast, to give. These are the pillars, the fundamental components of Christian discipline. But not for outward show. That gets us back to the problem. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing and all those kinds of things. Today, I really want to focus mostly on the first reading and the responsorial psalm. St. Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of salvation. Now, he's going to go on and explain. He's going to spend a lot of time in this letter to the Romans explaining components of the gospel. And the first element of the gospel that he wants to talk about is that God's power and presence is evident to everybody all the time, and there's no excuse not to acknowledge it. It's like the first component of the gospel. Here it is. It is, ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes and eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what he has made. So, creation, if you will, demands a creator. The responsorial psalm today backs this idea up with these words: the heavens proclaim the glory of God. Not a word, nor a discourse, whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth, their voice resounds. You know, again, we're kind of lucky here. Every time we come to Mass in the morning, we can look out over the bay, and what do we see? Or what do we hear? We hear the heavens proclaim the glory of God. I mean, we do. We should. It's an undeniable power. It's an undeniable voice. Creation says, I am here. Or maybe I can reduce that a little bit. I am. And so we're drawn into this drama. Creation proclaims that they have no excuse. Unfortunately, Paul goes on to talk about the wrath of God, or he actually mentions this ahead of time. He says, the wrath of God will be revealed on those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Now, the suppression of truth, the glory of God, the creation of the world, the clear evidence, and then there is the suppression of truth. And what does the suppression of truth bring about? Impurity and the lust of their hearts and the mutual degradation of their body, and they exchange the truth of God for a lie. And they worship the creation rather than the Creator. This is St. Paul's, this is his opening salvo. This is his opening shot in the letter to the Romans. I am not ashamed of the gospel. God created everything that is. Humanity, because of the fall, has suppressed the truth. When we suppress the truth, we turn and degrade our bodies through our lusts, and we begin to worship the creation rather than the creator. Now, Paul's given the problem a little bit here. He's going to go on to give the solution throughout this letter, but right now he's just kind of explaining that this is how we got here. And guess what? In many respects, we're still here, you know? Still here. But today, let's glory in this reality that the heavens proclaim the glory of God. Let that voice echo in your head. When you see the Milky Way, when you see the stars, you see the sunrise and sunset, listen. Hear it over and over, day after day. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. It's a chorus of songs, singing. And it draws us into this relationship. And we can say, I am not ashamed of the gospel. So, my brothers and sisters, today, as we embark on this letter to the Romans, I remind you, the heavens proclaim the glory of God.